Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress from the new year. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, your hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. My skin has once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity by taking multi-collagen. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their new year sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com, and get ready to look your best this new year. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that gold is the best investment class for 2022. According to longtermtrends.net, gold has actually outperformed the S&P 500, Dow, and Bitcoin for 2022. So what are you waiting for? Open a gold IRA or a silver RRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified RRA of $50,000. Can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of five-star reviews. To get started, go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if your New Year resolutions revolve around weight loss, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting your New Year's resolution is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extra carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the New Year sales ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That's ketowithx22.com, or simply click the link in the description box down below and get ready to look your best this new year. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, are widespread food shortages next? It looks like it. At any moment, it feels like it's going to hit the fan. Are you ready? Do you have at least 3 months worth of food stocked up? If not, go to preparewithx22.com. You'll find new, lower prices from My Patriot Supply. Plus, save $200 on a 3-month emergency food kit and get free shipping. This kit gives you breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks. Enough food for one person for 3 solid months. It provides 2,000 calories a day to keep you well fed. Save $200 per kit when you stock up now. My Patriot Supply is on your side. They're charging less to help families more. Make sure to get one kit per person so you don't run out. Go to preparewithx22.com right now and save $200 per kit. Your kits will ship fast and free. With the world on the brink of chaos, don't take chances. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Hi, and welcome to the X22 Report Spotlight. Today, we have a returning guest, Bix Weir. Bix is the creator and owner of RoadToRuta.com. You can find his work on Twitter. You can find it on YouTube. I'll be putting all the links at the bottom of the video. And I am very happy to have Bix back on the X22 Report Spotlight. Bix, welcome back to the Spotlight.
Hey, thank you, Dave. You know, it's exciting to be on your show because I can talk about anything I want, as opposed to being on YouTube where you're like cubbyholed into... I think I'm one of the last guys left on YouTube, and I'm like doing the dance, but it's getting harder and harder.
I don't know how you're doing it, but you're staying in there. That's pretty good.
which scares me. It means, what does that mean? The bad guys want me to talk? That's kind of scary.
Yeah. So let me just get your take on where we are with this transition right now, because, I mean, from all intents and purposes, we're starting to see the economy fall apart. There's economists out there saying, yeah, 2023, the year that we're in today, moving forward, it looks like we're heading into a recession. I think we're already in a recession, but they're saying the outlook doesn't look good. So do you think that the good guys or the bad guys are winning here? Because we know that the World Economic Forum, they made the announcement back in 2020 where they want to bring us into the Great Reset. So do you think with the economy coming down like this and everything that we're seeing, do you think this is the good guys doing it? Do you think it's the bad guys, or maybe both together?
Well, I think it's I think the good guys have won. They're keeping the bad guys propped up so that they're in charge while the system falls apart. Interesting that I hear the Davos meeting this weekend, about half the people who paid for it and was about to go ended up not going, which is very interesting. One of the most important things I think that nobody has been talking about is the Comptroller of Currency, the other regulator that, you know, it's not the SEC, it's not the CFTC, but it's the entity that kind of rules over the banking reporting. The head of that guy named Chu, I think, HSU, came out and said that the big banks are in a little trouble here and we need to break them up into smaller bits. Now, when was the last time we heard this? After the 2008 crash. So for him to come out at a time when, I mean, the OCC has been hiding data for the big banks for the last 3 years in silver. I don't know why, other than he's ready. You know, a lot of signs are pointing to they're ready to let the big banks crash. And that's kind of the, that's kind of what everybody is and everything is waiting on. The end of the manipulation of the markets, which is be the destruction of the big banks.
So these big banks, they're not too big to fail now. They can fail.
Well, they call them TDTM, too big to manage.
Wow. Well, so, I mean, with the let's like back up for one sec. Are the banks too hard to manage because of the derivatives, or is there other problems that we don't know of with the banks?
I would say it's all of the above. You look at the Fed. You know, the Road to Ruin documents that I got out of the Fed Boston in 2007. It basically pointed to the banks. The idea was to go from an unbacked monetary system to a backed system. You print as much money as you can, soaking up all the benefits, build your roads, your bridges, your houses. That's what they've been doing. If you look at the Fed New York dashboard, trillions of dollars are being used to prop up the banks and flood money into the economic system. And it's having less and less of an effect. It's not just the national debt. It's everything, all the derivatives that are being thrown. I think it's over $2 trillion is the reverse repos now. You know, if they didn't do that, the banks would be gone. Everything they're doing now is to keep these big banks together, because the derivative position, I am estimating now, they've been saying $2 quadrillion for a very long time. I think it's $3 quadrillion, as if it even matters how many quadrillion there are, because it would only take it, you know, $50 trillion to destroy the entire system. So, yeah, I think everything is being held together by scotch tape and, you know, putting your finger in the dike to hold these banks together, because the monetary system is the most important thing, even bigger than governments, even bigger than the whole pedophile situation. When the monetary system goes, everything else comes out into the open.
Across the globe, we're seeing certain countries now, like Saudi Arabia, they're moving away from the dollar. I don't even like to call it the dollar. It's really the Federal Reserve note. It's not really, you know, the people's dollar. It's printed or created by a private corporation, and they loan it to us. So we're starting to see countries move away. I mean, Russia, they started to move away. They're starting to do business with either cryptocurrency or using their own currencies. I think Saudi Arabia, I think we mentioned this before we came on air, that Saudi Arabia, they are now selling their oil, not using the Federal Reserve note. So is this the beginning of getting rid of the Federal Reserve note?
I think it's a continuation. But the federal and you're right. It's important to distinguish between the dollar, which is defined in the Constitution, and a Federal Reserve note, which is an IOU from the Fed. We know 1913 the Fed was created. You know, some people say it's so the banks could take control. I believe it was so they could hide the amount of gold they found in the Grand Canyon. You know, whatever it is. We're coming to the end of that reign. And what do you do at the end? You print as many of these things as you can. You know, when it flipped over to electronic blips in the 1970s with Alan Greenspan inventing the first banking computer programs, everything changed. They don't even need paper and ink anymore to create this stuff. And then the deregulation of derivatives in the late 90s again by Greenspan and Robert Rubin. That was gigantic, because that gave the banks enough room so that they could do anything they wanted, create as much of a currency. You know, currency is an interesting thing. You can call anything a currency now. You can call treasury notes a currency. You can call actual U.S. dollars a currency. You can call derivatives a currency, and that's where it went really crazy. And as we approach $3 quadrillion in derivatives, I think we're maxing out. I think that's why the head of the OCC came out and said, hey, these banks are not well off. They are not doing well, and they cannot support the economy as they have been in the past. So I think we're at the end game, and I think we're going to hear a lot more from the U.S. Mint as this happens.
So what do you mean we're going to hear a lot more from the U.S. Mint in regards to gold and silver or?
Well, anything. I mean, if you look at, you know, where is money created? It's created at the Federal Reserve and it's created at the U.S. Mint. The U.S. Mint's in charge of making coins. And everybody says, ah, so what? You know, yeah, they get the gold and silver eagles and all that. You know, the U.S. Mint has been, shall we say, purposely standing down in the creation of silver eagles because of the transition that's happening. Now, I think, personally, I think they're making massive amounts of gold and silver eagles to prepare for the new money system, because there's a difference between the money created by the Mint, which is a part of the U.S. government, and the Federal Reserve notes. Federal Reserve notes, obviously not part of the U.S. government. Some people say, well, you know, they changed the .org to .gov or something like that. I don't believe that the debt created by the U.S. Federal Reserve System is the obligation of the American people. I think it's the obligation of the Federal Reserve System. And so that's how we get rid of the Federal Reserve System. Just the banks go and then the Federal Reserve is gone. And just the good part, the good parts of the Fed, and there are some very good parts, will absorb into the U.S. Treasury. And then we'll go back to what our Constitution gave us as money in the first place, gold and silver as money. And I know people are like, no, no, we're going to go to Bitcoin or cryptos or the quantum financial system or the Nesra and Jesra. I have proven so many times before that these are all cons. That would take a decider. And we're not going to have any deciders. These people in charge of our lives now, the people who are not going to Davos this year and the World Economic Forum, they're not going to be the deciders. The World Bank won't be the deciders. These are the people, the same people that got us screwed up so badly right now. And when these banks go down and you lose your checking, you lose your savings, you lose your Social Security, everything, you're going to be saying, okay, what happened? Who was in charge? These people will be the people we blame, not the people we turn to for money. So with no deciders, what happens in the United States? We go back to our Constitution. Gold and silver is money.
So do you think the central bank, because I don't think they're going to give up that easily, where they're just going to say, oh, crap, look, the whole system came down. Okay, everyone go back to gold and silver, and we'll have a system where we're pegged to gold or silver. We can't print anymore, and we'll just live with it until we can take, you know, everyone off gold and silver like we did the last time and the time before that and the time before that. Do you think they're going to try to move us into the central bank digital currency? You think they'll try to use this event to say, hey, you know something, we know how to control inflation. We can actually help the economy out by just moving everyone to the central bank digital currency.
Well, that's what the bad guys would want. Yeah. I don't even think they want it anymore, truthfully. The CBDCs wouldn't help anything. It's just another form of money, more money creation. And what, are they going to back the U.S. dollar with a CBDC or just have a CBDC? I mean, it's just another form of money, just another fraud. And do you think any CBDC would work if it wasn't created like Bitcoin was created, with no centralized authority, no ability to create coins at anybody's whim, open source software? And that's the beauty of cryptocurrencies. And the central banks should know this by now. It's been 13 years that it's not just the ability to create money. It's the ability to have a money that is structured in a way that it is sound. Limited amount of currency can be created, because you know the central bank will just create more and more and more of the CBDC.
Yeah.
So they might try, but again, we get back to who's going to have the authority. Central banks are not necessarily guaranteed for the rest of existence. Central banks come and central banks go. It just happens that this time it's happened, it's lasted for the longest time since 1913. And I think everybody now, I think it's because of cryptocurrencies, because people are learning about what money is and the power of money and the Fed, I think the Fed will be destroyed. I think the central bank will end when the large banks end, which would be great. We'll go back to the U.S. Treasury and we'll get some honest people in the Treasury making real money for the United States people. Every country can decide what they want to use as money. We luckily have in our founding documents some information about where we can go without any deciders. We can have a gold-backed currency. We can have a silver-backed currency. and it won't take any deciders. That's already on the books. So I think the United States will be leading after the crash. And I think that crash is coming.
Yeah, we'll talk about the crash in a sec. But, you know, going back to the gold standard, and I like gold. I like silver. I like Bitcoin. I like all of it. I think they all have their place in what is coming. But if and I'm just going back in history right now, and this is why I'm mentioning this. If we go back to gold or we go back to silver, can't the central banks, just like they've done in the past, because this is the third one in this country, can't they come back in and, you know, do everything that they did in the past, take us off the gold standard, take us off the, you know, or the silver standard, or a mix of the two? Can't they do the same thing that they did in the past if we go back to the gold standard?
Well, absolutely, at some point. But remember, every time that central banks have been shut down, like you said, this is the third try. Mm. There was just massive hatred to the central bank assholes. I mean, this is not something that we have never experienced before. Again, this is the third time. And when it ends, yes, nobody wants to go right back to a central bank. And it'll be decades, probably even longer than that, because this time it wasn't based on anything. In the past, it was based on gold and silver, at least the promise of it. This is based on unbacked fiat blips. So it'll be probably centuries before we ever go back to some kind of central bank control. Because this is the first time, when you think about it, and even as it evolved over the last 100 years, the central bank, the Federal Reserve System evolved in almost every country. And it got to a point where the ending of the gold backing or pseudo gold backing of the dollar, we went to a completely floating unbacked system globally. Mm-hmm. This has never happened before in history. So when this ends, I literally think it'll be centuries before anybody even brings up the idea of having a all controlling central bank to use as money. The people should be in charge of money. You should be able to use whatever you want as money, and the government shouldn't even be involved in that, other than, you know, the basic necessities of, you know, paying taxes, which I think will go down massively if you don't have to control the entire world anymore. But yeah, there's nothing wrong with the U.S. government using gold and silver as money, and then the people using whatever they want. We can use gold and silver. We can use cryptos. We can barter. We can use fiat money if we want. You know, we need to put the power back into the Constitution, which puts the power back into the people.
Is everyone going to go back to gold and silver, use their national currencies? Is the globalist system just going to completely break up and everyone's going to go back to their own currencies?
Well, I hope everybody is seeing that globalization is ending right now. And
yeah.
And the reversal of globalization will be catastrophic for many countries. China has, you know, I've talked about this for a long time. China's got, what, 1.2, 1.3 million people. And yet they export most of the things that they make. They can be their own purchasers after the monetary system implodes. They've got enough people to have quite an amazing system just within their own borders. And the United States, oh my God, can you imagine the amount of jobs there'll be when China's not making all our stuff anymore? And no longer do we have the digitization of wealth in the world. And it'll be amazing that, you know, we'll have to start making our own goods. That's just think about the amount of jobs that'll be available in the United States. There will be no more trade for people for countries for a while. And some people say that, oh my God, that's such a horrible thing. But after the crash, after the destruction of the derivative bubble, which takes out all the unbacked fiat crazy money, that's what we need to do. We just need to get back to basics. We would love to work with other countries, but I think it's going to be years before we do, because nobody's going to trust anybody anymore after the system falls apart.
I think the way I'm thinking of it is almost like the Revolutionary War, when George Washington said, okay, we need to cut off from the rest of the world. We need to fix everything here, do what we need to do, and we can't be dealing with other countries. I'm wondering if that's the way it's going to happen. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that gold is the best investment class for 2022. According to longtermtrends.net, gold has actually outperformed the S&P 500, Dow, and Bitcoin for 2022. So what are you waiting for? Open a gold IRA or a silver IRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified IRA of $50,000. Can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of five-star reviews. To get started, go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. Remember, there is always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if your New Year resolutions revolve around weight loss, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting your New Year's resolution is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extra carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the New Year sales ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That's ketowithx22.com, or simply click the link in the description box down below and get ready to look your best this new year. After this crash, where not just this country, but other countries saying, you know something, at this point, we need to, you know, look inward instead of outward and actually rebuild our country, rebuild our system.
That's exactly how it happens. But this is going to be bigger because it's every country on the planet is going to have to do that at the same time. And some countries will, you know, have, like, countries rich in oil might want to figure out some way to use it. Go by an oil standard, and in countries that have a lot of gold, which I think the United States have massive amounts of gold, we can go back to people using gold as money. It doesn't mean you have to carry around coins either. You know, you can link a cryptocurrency to coins, to specific coins. David Ryder, the head of the Mint before this crazy person got in, who's in there now, actually changed the gold and silver eagles to put a little blank notch at the bottom, which you can easily put some kind of identifier mark on there so that you can keep your coins in a, I wouldn't say a bank, a depository controlled by the government, and spend parts of a 1 ounce gold eagle just on an app on your phone. It's actually not hard to do nowadays. And I think they are preparing for it. I do think the U.S. Mint, in all their problems that they can't make a goddamn silver eagle, I think they're making massive amounts of coins for this new transition. Because it's not anybody out there saying, oh, that's impossible to happen. As a matter of fact, everybody's saying it's going to happen. We have to change the monetary system. The question is, what's it going to be changed to? And I am fully confident that the U.S. government behind the scenes is working on going back to gold and silver as money.
So are you saying we're going to have a mixed monetary system where, yes, we have gold and silver, but it will be hooked to crypto to make it easier to, you know, to transact with people?
I don't think it would be mixed. I mean, cryptography and what was invented by Satoshi is different than, you know, identifying each coin.
Right.
Each coin would have an identifier on it, and then you could spend part of that coin on a wallet and track that through some kind of regulated system through the government. But remember, this is just one form of money. When the people are freed from the banking cabal and the central bank system, we can use whatever we want as money. I do think cryptos like Litecoin would be a great use of money in various cryptocurrencies. And it's more like a barter system. But that's on the individual level. As far as our country, we're legally supposed to use gold and silver within the government. But the people should be free to do whatever they want, and we can do both. But it's clear to me that the U.S. Mint, something's going on, because the head of the U.S. Mint, Ventures Gibson, who is an HR professional, for some reason they put her as head of the Mint about 2 years ago, has come out and said many times, and in the latest annual report, that they've increased capacity for silver eagles, but they only made a third of the silver eagles last year that they could. So you can't have both. You can't be increasing the production. She said she increased production, and yet nobody bought them because they weren't selling them. They were making them, but they weren't giving them out. Now, why would they make massive amounts of coins, silver and gold coins, and not give them to the people? I think they're preparing for this transition.
So the big question is, and I think we discussed this many times before, do we have enough gold? Is Fort Knox and other places, they really haven't been audited the way they should be. So do we have enough of this to actually make the system work?
Well, we need to put gold into perspective. The U.S. government has, what, 88,200 tons or something to that effect. officially. Right. That is a tiny, tiny, tiny amount of gold, but it is the largest holding of all the world governments. Now, the United States of America has had and found and compiled massive, massive amounts of gold, so much more than the 8,000 tons. I would say it's over 1 million tons of gold. Now, that's way more than anybody says has ever been mined in the world. But remember, we're being lied to on every front, every front. The U.S. found massive amounts of gold in the Grand Canyon in the early 1900s. It was on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, and they had found billions and billions of ounces of gold. And it's still there. It's called placer gold. It's in the sands. They have locked that up. You can't take a pebble out of the Grand Canyon or most of the way all the way down the Colorado River. Hmm. All that is off limits to mining, and you can't touch it. Not even presidents have tried to get in there, and they aren't allowed to do it. So that is available to us, along with other places all around the country. Chocolate Mountain was a big one in the 90s. They flew all these congressmen out to show them this massive gold find that they had, and then they locked it up in a military establishment. The United States, 41% of California is locked in federal lands. You know, preserve the desert wildlife, the spotted toad. 41% of California. California has massive amounts of gold. But you aren't allowed to touch them. We aren't allowed to barely even talk about gold. They still keep gold on the books in the United States at, what, $42 an ounce? It has always been a gigantic part of what we had, because the idea was, hey, let's create this Federal Reserve System to get us past this bump in the road in the early 1900s, because there's only about 100 million ounces circulating in gold, and they found billions. And then we control the system through unbacked fiat money, and then at some point we'll have to go back to a gold and silver standard. By then, we'll have figured out what to do. You know, that's kind of where we are. We're at the by then point in time where we see the destruction of the old system and the reintroduction of the really old system before 1913, before, you know, the confiscation of gold in the 30s, before the ending of the pseudo gold standard in the 70s. We have to go back. I mean, I think the biggest problem is not that do we have enough gold. I think the biggest problem is actually determining how much gold there is, because you can't value gold unless you really understand how much there is.
So you said something where, you know, we went to the fiat system, the central bank system, because they found too much gold, and they needed to wait until they could figure out what to do later on because of all the gold. So if we have all this gold right now and it's just sitting there and waiting, what did they figure out? I mean, if you said we have what 8,000 tons of gold right now
on the books, yeah,
on the books, if we found another, you know, 50,000 tons or even more than that, you said it's more than that. Doesn't this devalue what gold is worth then if they found a lot more gold? And what did they figure out? What did they figure out that we could do with it now that they couldn't do back then?
Well, it's not necessarily what they can figure out. It's the, you know, when you're in government, you got to weigh the good with the bad. And the bad of central banking, I mean, look at all the wars that have been created and how long they lasted and how many covert wars, all these things that have happened. Ultimately, 9/11 was the point when they said, all right, we've had enough of this bullshit. And that's in the Road to Ruta documents that came out of the Fed. That's what Ruta wrote in the sand. She changed. So there was a comic book that came out of the Fed in 1981 with about going back to a gold standard. And then they redid it in 2007. The 1981 version and the 2007 version, it's pretty much exactly the same thing, except one thing was changed. In the 1981 version, Ruta wrote in the sand an economic formula called On the Road to the Golden Age, which said print as much money as you can, soaking up all the benefits before you go back to a gold standard. In 2007, they changed it. All she wrote in the sand was 11 plus 9 or 9/11. I think that was the point where they said, okay, enough of this bullshit. All this comes from – all this evil in the world is coming from these central banks. We need to end this game. And this is the central bank saying it, Federal Reserve Bank of Boston. We need to end this game and go back to gold and silver as money. I mean, that to me got me into understanding there were good guys behind the scenes. There are people working to take down the cabal, to take down the deep state, to take down the pedophiles. And and this was coming from, this is 2007, I discovered this, long before Q, long before all this other stuff. That is what is really driving things. Behind the scenes, we all know if the money goes, their power goes. That's where they get their power, from the unbacked fiat control of money. You give someone the printing press, they're going to print it until and abuse it forever until you stop them. And I think it the reason we're going back to the old system now is because we had had enough of the deceit and the crimes and the murder and the destruction of our country. I think we're gonna nip it right in the bud before our country's completely destroyed.
And yeah, like all the organizations like the WHO, the World Economic Forum, I mean, all this money is laundered to them through this system because they have an open credit card, and this is how they stay functional. I think this is why they wanted the United States to sign on to the Paris Climate Accord, and Trump removed the United States from there, and they couldn't get the money for the Paris Climate Accord. I think Biden re-signed us to the Paris Climate Accord, but you could see that all these organizations, they need the money laundering to continually operate. And once this is gone, once they're cut off, all these agendas, all, you know, with the World Economic Forum, with everything that they've been pushing, it just disappears. It's done for.
And don't forget the pedophile control.
Yes.
And the blackmail that's gone on. I mean, not all these Congress people are bad deep state pedos, but a lot of them are. But most of them are controlled through blackmail. I mean, through the Epstein trial. You know, interesting. You know, Sam Bankman-Fried of FTX fame has the same lawyer team as the Epstein and. Yeah. And his controllers, it's all the deep state. It's all the bad people, and they are being taken out. It's just, you know, how do you do it without destroying the monetary system? You don't. You got to destroy it all. Otherwise, they're going to continue to come back and come back.
I agree with that. Now, in the beginning, you said they're going to probably break up the banks and stuff as this crash happens. Now, the people that have money in the banks, if they break them up, I guess it's almost like Ma Bell, when they broke up Ma Bell and they made all these different companies. I guess they're going to make many different banks then from the one big bank?
Well, I think it's more they want to break them up. They want to separate parts. You know, take what the bad guys would love is you could take all the derivative bullshit that the banks are in trouble with right now and remove it to a bad bank type of thing.
They did that in Germany, didn't they, with one of the banks there? Or was it Germany?
Yeah, but you can't do it with everything because that's what controls the system. That's what keeps it up. The derivative book keeps it up. And if you have just piles and piles of losses on the banks, on the books of these banks, that's where you lose the trust of the system. That's where you get your 2008 moment where we were literally a half an hour away from – you know, some people say the banking collapse. I think we're a half an hour away from freedom in 2008. and that's when they had the massive bank bailouts and all that. They cannot do bank bailouts again. They know that. They're going to have to do it from behind the scenes from the Fed, which they're doing now. But they can't do it. I mean, the problem is the $3 quadrillion in derivatives is coming down. And, you know, they're going to try. You know, the acting comptroller of currency – He's basically talking about his little niche where, and I think he was talking about J.P. Morgan leasing 1.2 billion ounces to B of A, and they had to run in and hide that at the OCC, which is supposed to be a regulator to, you know, stop it from happening. It happened. You know, it was in their data, and then they hid it in the data. So there's so much going on. The regulators want to keep the system together. Gary Gensler wants to keep it together. Everybody wants to keep the system together and try to maneuver the system. But the problem is it keeps the bad guys in control. If you destroy the system, the bad guys are no longer in control. The big banks don't have all the money and we start fresh. That's what I'm an advocate for. But it doesn't matter. People can't be deciders in this. It's got to be done organically. And, you know, you can't have someone press a button. Trump couldn't press a button and say, okay, we're going to destroy the banking cabal, which would destroy everything. They blame Trump. Right now, if the Democrats are in charge and the system falls apart, they're going to blame Biden and his crazy band of merry men. I think that's what they want to do. The question is when, you know, when's this all going to happen? I think we're close, but. You know, I've been saying that for 20 years.
let me ask you this. So now you're saying that, you know, there's a lot of gold. And in our previous interviews, you talked about, you know, Social Security and people are going to, you know, get a certain amount of money. But if we have all this gold, could all of this gold then back up the system and keep everyone propped up when the crash comes? You know, when they say, okay, we're in, just like they did in 1971. I mean, they said, listen, there's speculators in the market. We have to come off the gold standard. Now it's the opposite. Now there's a crash coming and we're going to go back to gold. And since we have a lot of gold, like you're saying, can this gold, this backstop of gold and silver be used to keep everyone whole instead of everyone losing everything?
Yeah, I'm sure the deep state and the rich people would love that. That would be oh yeah, let's do that. We could stay sound and 99.9% of the people have nothing and we control everything. So no, I don't think that's the idea behind this. And clearly in the Road to Ruta documents, the money gets returned to the people. And that's kind of the important thing. The government's no longer in charge of money. And wow, what a concept that would be if you know, and the government has a lot of money and, you know, they're going to have to allocate in some way the gold that they've been stockpiling and silver they've been stockpiling. I think they're going to use the Social Security system to do that. That way it's kind of fair because, you know, if you look at Social Security, it's capped at, what, $120,000 and then you stop paying into it. If all other money is gone, Social Security would be a massive amount of money, especially for older people who've been screwed so badly by this form of government. So that's one of the options. That's the Alan Greenspan option. When he was the head of the Fed, he was like, okay, you know, or before he was head of the Fed, he was in charge of the he was advisor to Nixon and Ford, and he was put in charge of fixing the retirement situation, the Social Security problem in the early 70s. And his idea literally was to crash the system and then give people back money according to their Social Security balances, meaning you give people who've worked the most money, and then as you're younger and building up, you'll be able to build your wealth. You know, I don't know if that would be acceptable, nor did he at the time. But that's what's written in the Road to Ruta documents.
You know, throughout this entire discussion, and we're talking about the banks failing, I don't know if you saw the video with the FDIC individuals talking about we don't have to tell the people about, you know, that there might be problems in the banking system. Did you see that video?
I did see the video, but it was nothing new to anybody who knows that the FDIC has maybe less than 2%, around 1% of the ability to bail out the bank.
Right.
So they're a gigantic insurance company for the banks, and they don't have any ability other than going back to Congress. And that's what they had to do in 2008, and they're going to have to do it again. I guarantee you Congress won't approve any bailout. Congress can't even approve what kind of toilet paper to use in the House and the Senate, much less approve a banker bailout. It just won't happen.
I mean, what I got out of that video is that they know that something bad is coming and they know they don't have enough to cover everything.
Of course, yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I think what I got out of it, and I think a lot of people got out of it, that yes, the banking system, something is about to happen. Because, I mean, they wouldn't be talking about it unless something's about to happen. Because if it was just, you know, business as usual, they'd be like, okay, we have enough to cover this bank or if that bank goes. But their conversation was wrapped around, you know, if everything goes.
Well, that's their job too. I mean, their job is to stop the collapse of the banking system. I mean, that's the only reason they were invented. Yeah. So they think about that stuff every day. I think, you know, one of the scare tactics that a lot of people throw out is the haircuts. And you know, people saying, oh my God, you know, they approved haircuts, which they did. But the reality of what haircuts are is it's the people with the most money that get the haircut. If you have less than $250,000, the FDIC insurance, theoretically, if the system's still going, you won't get a haircut. It's only the people with tons of money that get the, quote, haircuts. So those are the people who should be panicking, putting their money in physical gold and silver, especially silver, and getting out of the system, which is exactly what they don't want. So it's kind of like you're damned if you do or you're damned if you don't if you're at the FDIC.
So do you think they're going to do what they did back in the 30s? And this is what a lot of people are worried about, that if we go back to the gold standard, they're going to say, okay, everyone needs to turn in their gold. If you have gold, I don't think that many people have gold today. Maybe they do. Maybe they don't. But are they going to freeze? Are they going to freeze, you know, the price of gold and say, okay, are they going to say now gold is worth, you know, X amount and that's it?
I think it gets back to the deciders. Who's going to have the ability and control to do that when the old system fails? These are the same people that failed. You know, they can try. I don't know of anybody who owns gold and silver who would ever willingly do that.
Yeah.
You know, they can say whatever they want. When they lose the monetary system, they lose all control of the people. So it doesn't help them at all. Because not many people have gold and silver, truthfully. You know, as far as gold, most of the gold, besides the hidden gold all around the world, most of the gold is held by banks. And, you know, all the U.S. banks have been buying gold hand over fist lately, ever since the it's allowed as tier one capital. They're loading up on the gold. So the people really don't have much gold. I think the most interesting thing is that the system stays together. And these banks who have been loading up on gold and, you know, Bitcoin and things like that, as they fail, they have to liquidate all assets. So they're going to have to sell their gold. They're going to have to sell their Bitcoin. They're going to have to sell everything they got to stay liquid. And they still won't be liquid because they're fractional reserves. So that'll be really interesting as that crash happens.
Do you think there'll be bank runs? Do you think people get so panicked that people will try to get as much as they possibly can out of the banks?
No, I don't. I think it'll end. It'll shut off. It's the derivative problem. It's not the bank runs that are going to kill the banks. It's the derivative problem. And then you just won't be able to get your bank won't open. The derivative meltdown is what Buffett called a weapon of mass financial destruction. It's a shutdown of the system. And that we're literally half an hour away from that in 2008. And they were able to print their way out of it. I think this time they don't want to. I think the bad guys want this game over and want to take control, and the good guys want this game over to take the bad guys out. I think both sides are looking for the system to come down.
Yeah, I agree with that. Hey, Bix, thank you very much for being on the X22 Report Spotlight. Once again, how can people see your work?
YouTube, Road to Ruta, or go to roadtoruta.com, and we have a free newsletter on the left side of the page there. Go check it out.
Great. I'll put all the links at the bottom of the video. Once again, thank you very much for being on the Spotlight. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave.
Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress from the new year. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, your hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. My skin has once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity by taking multi-collagen. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their new year sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com, and get ready to look your best this new year. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that gold is the best investment class for 2022. According to longtermtrends.net, gold has actually outperformed the S&P 500, Dow, and Bitcoin for 2022. So what are you waiting for? Open a gold IRA or a silver RRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified RRA of $50,000. Can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of five-star reviews. To get started, go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if your New Year resolutions revolve around weight loss, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting your New Year's resolution is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extra carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the new year sales ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That's ketowithx22.com, or simply click the link in the description box down below and get ready to look your best this new year. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, are widespread food shortages next? It looks like it. At any moment, it feels like it's going to hit the fan. Are you ready? Do you have at least 3 months worth of food stocked up? If not, go to preparewithx22.com. You'll find new, lower prices from My Patriot Supply. Plus, save $200 on a 3-month emergency food kit and get free shipping. This kit gives you breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks. Enough food for one person for 3 solid months. It provides 2,000 calories a day to keep you well fed. Save $200 per kit when you stock up now. My Patriot Supply is on your side. They're charging less to help families more. Make sure to get one kit per person so you don't run out. Go to preparewithx22.com right now and save $200 per kit. Your kits will ship fast and free. With the world on the brink of chaos, don't take chances. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com.